Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
God has already anticipated every need that you will ever have. Nothing is going to catch him by surprise. He's got everything planned. Your healing, your prosperity, your joy. The times people say, well, people have never been through the things that we're going through today. Oh, give me a break. Man, there's we talk about kids. Man, they're stressed out and kids have pressures today that they've never had before. Man, we've got a friend over in England who at 4 years old was taken because they were bombing London, and they were taken and put in a field with hundreds of other kids, and for 4 years they lived out there without any parents, some adult supervision, but for hundreds of kids, and for 4 years these kids lived in a field in tents, separated from their family to try and preserve them through World War II. Now that's pressure, but not having designer jeans or the tennis shoes that light up when you walk, and so you're just under pressure because pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up. You know what? Well, people have never known what it's like to sit in traffic and just sit there and have all of the stress of traffic. Oh, yeah, well, how about the people that they come through and rape and plunder and murder everybody? I've read some of these books about Poland and other things, that in one generation, there was not a single generation for hundreds of years that they weren't conquered by somebody, and all the women raped and the things plundered, and they all became servants and slaves, and that went on for centuries in the mid-ages. Man, this is the scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. We like to think that we're under stress and nobody knows the trouble I feel. That's not true. Man, it's the same thing, just in a different package, a different wrapper, a different bow. We're just fighting the same things. But see, we sit here and try and justify our situation by talking about how bad things are. That's not so. God's anticipated everything that could ever come into your life, and He's already provided it. Just as surely as He anticipated all the oxygen that 6 billion plus people would ever need on the earth, it was created in the beginning. He's anticipated all of the food needs, and today we have all of the food to feed over 6 billion people. They had that originally. All of the food that was necessary to feed the entire billions of people on the planet were there when there was only Adam and Eve. All of the oxygen, everything that we need. God's anticipated every need. He's already got everything planned. And when you were created, when you were born again, you entered into this grace to where God had anticipated everything you would ever need. It's all there. And all you got to do is just rest in it and reach out and take it. And yet most people don't have that approach, and so they sit there and they're trying to make God heal them, not understanding that He's already provided it. And you don't have to fight. All you got to do is rest. You have to learn to rest in these things. And let me share with you also that this is what the Sabbath was all about. Look in Colossians chapter 2. Boy, if you can get hold of the point I'm making right here, this will really help you. This is a powerful truth. In Colossians chapter 2, in verse 16, he says, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moons or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ." It's an amazing statement right here. It says, don't let any man judge you, and it lists five things. And it says in verse 17 that all of these things are shadows of something that is to come, but the body is of Christ. You know, if you could imagine right now, like if this was the corner of a building and if it went way on up, and if I was standing here and if you were standing around on that side, and if you couldn't see me because of this building, but if there was a light behind me and you could see my shadow, that shadow could give you information about me. It could tell you whether I'm standing still whether I'm walking towards you, whether I'm walking away from you, whether I'm jumping up and down, whether I'm carrying something. If you can't see me, a shadow would be very important. But you know what? If I walk around the corner of the building and if I'm in full view, somebody would think you're crazy if you fell down and hugged my shadow or tried to shake hands with my shadow. My shadow is important if you can't see me, but once I'm here, why would you talk to my shadow? Why would you look at my shadow? Well, the Old Testament, these five things were shadows of New Testament things that were going to come. And before the New Testament came, they were important. But now that the New Testament has come, why would you sit here and operate in a shadow and function and relate to this shadow when we now have Christ? That's the point that he's making. And so look at these five things listed here in verse 16. It says, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat." You know what this is talking about? There were Old Testament dietary laws. Certain things you could eat. You couldn't eat shellfish. Shrimp were taboo. Oysters were bad. You couldn't eat any of that. You couldn't eat pork. There were certain things that you could eat and certain things that you can't eat. Did you know most people in here eat pork? Most people in here eat shellfish. You know why? Because it says over in 2 Timothy chapter 4, it says that everything is to be eaten and received if it's sanctified by the word of God in prayer. And it says it's a doctrine of devils if you tell any person that they can't eat certain foods. Wow. It's a doctrine of devils. Did you know that that directly contradicts the Old Testament law that forbid eating swine, that forbid eating shellfish? But under the New Covenant, see, that was only a type and a shadow of a New Testament reality. The New Testament reality is that we're supposed to glorify God in whatever you do, whatever you eat or drink, do it all to the glory of God. He separated people, certain foods, not because those foods were typically bad. Man, I could preach about this forever because there's so much confusion in the body of Christ, and they think that God gave these laws so that you wouldn't eat pork and get trichinosis and stuff. The only time this is commented on in Scripture is here, and the reason God told people not to eat certain foods wasn't because those foods were bad. It was because they were shadows and types of New Testament realities. And yet we have people today in the name of the Lord preaching that you can't eat this and you can't eat that, and this is God's dietary laws and His plans and stuff, and it violates the Scripture. It says that's a doctrine of the devil to command anybody to forbid them to eat meats. Usually goes over about like that. I'm just telling you that people are preaching the law and putting people in bondage today because people don't know the truth and they're making you feel guilty because you eat pork. Man, I love bacon. Nothing wrong with it. It was only a shadow of things to come. But see, most people say, oh yeah, I agree with that. And then it says, don't let them judge you in drink. Did you know that there were certain things that you could drink and couldn't drink? There were dietary laws about drink. Most people in here don't even know what those are. So apparently you aren't in bondage to those. See, the New Testament, we have gotten free from some of these things that under the Old Covenant, you would have been cursed. You would have been punished, judged by God if you drank certain things. Most people in here don't even know what those are. So we must be free from that. He goes on to say, or in respect of an holy day. How many of you observe the last Passover? How many of you observe the last Feast of Tabernacles? Probably not most of you. You know why? Because it was only a picture. The Scripture says that we now have Jesus as our Passover. I don't have to keep the Jewish Passover. It was commanded in the Old Testament. It said you do this throughout your generations forever. It didn't say just until the New Covenant. It's forever. But it was for the Jews. And it is fulfilled in Christ. It now says that Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And every time you observe the Lord's Supper, you are keeping the Passover. You are remembering Jesus. And that was only a picture of a New Testament reality. Now we live in the New Testament, so I don't keep the Passover. I don't keep the Feast of Tabernacles. I don't keep the Day of Atonement. I live in the Day of Atonement. Jesus has atoned for my sins. Those were only types and shadows. We don't live under that anymore. The next thing it mentions right here, it says, or of the new moons. Did you know you had to offer a sacrifice every new moon? How many of you offered a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice, last new moon? How many of you know when the last new moon was? David does. Not very many people even keep up with that stuff. Well, it was just, those were Old Testament types and shadows. True, I agree. And it says the next thing, or of the Sabbath days. Now, there's five things listed here. We've already talked about four of them. And did you know 99% of the body of Christ believes that we're redeemed from the dietary laws about can't eat shrimp and things like that. We're redeemed from the drink offerings. We're redeemed from the holidays, the Passover and all of those kind of things. We're redeemed from offering sacrifices at the new moons. But the Sabbath day, you got to keep the Sabbath day. How do you pick and choose one out of five and say that that is still for us and all of these other things are gone? And if you're going to say, oh, but we've still got to keep the Sabbath. Well, then why don't you go back and keep these other four things that were pictures and shadows of things to come? I tell you, it's really hypocritical. It's not logical the way that religion just picks and chooses certain things. I mean, if you're going to be legalistic, be legalistic. Offer a sacrifice every new moon. Don't eat pork. Don't do all of these things. I mean, if you're going to be a Sabbath keeper, why not keep all of the other things listed in this verse? You know, the Sabbath was a picture. This was a shadow of things to come. What did the Sabbath shadow? The Sabbath was instituted after creation. God rested and blessed the seventh day, and man entered into the Sabbath. And he commanded us not to do any work on the Sabbath. People have gotten hung up on the observance of the day and have missed what it pictured. But what it was picturing is, it's picturing this thing where everything's complete. God's provided everything we'll ever need, and then as soon as man was created, we just enter in to just reaching out and taking what God has already provided. He already provided our food. He's already provided our air. You just breathe the air free. Amen. He's already provided it.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on what we've already been given in Christ. This teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a five-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM242 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to visit our website. It's awmi.net. And on our website, we have over 2,000 of my television programs that are archived that you can watch right there. We also have about 8,000 of my radio programs that are there. We have hundreds of my teaching that are available as free MP3 downloads. I have teaching articles, portions of books, testimonies, a guest book that I try and read every day. And there's just a wealth of information. I think it's one of the best websites around. So make sure that you check this out. It's awmi.net. Come and join us and see how the Lord can use these materials to touch your life.